Shakespeare and Company and the Cherry Orchard Festival are co-presenting a production of State versus Natasha Benina, a live online interactive art experiment. The live performance will be projected on the big screen at the Berkshire Drive-In at Shakespeare & Company's campus in Lenox, Massachusetts. It can also be watched from home on Zoom. The performance will be on August 26th at 8:15. To tell us more, we welcome Shakespeare & Company Artistic Director Alan Burrows. Alan, are you there? Alan, are you there?
Cesar, it's Ben, not Alan. Hearing your voice.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. Yeah, we're good.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
We had a lot of live and a lot of phone numbers and a lot of juggling, but we're okay now. Everything's Mike's been very, very busy doing it, but he's doing an amazing job, and I'm glad to hear your voice, and thank you very much. All right.
Well, it's great to hear you. And Igor should be on the line as well.
Igor, and is it Goliak? Am I right on that?
It is. Igor Goliak, yes.
Igor Goliak is the director of this production, which I had called State versus Natasha Benina. Am I saying that correctly?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, now you're just being very, yes, okay, being very courteous. I appreciate it. So, Alan, give us a sense of this partnership, the Cherry Orchard Festival, the Arlequin Players Theater production, how all this came about.
Right. Well, I'll give you a quick flyover. Igor runs a company out of Boston, and you know I used to run another company out of Boston as well. And one of his producers on this show, the State Person Natasha, is my former executive producer at my old theater company. So it was a very strong connection in an incredible woman named Sarah Stackhouse. And she put us together, and then Igor and I got together, and he came out along with Daria, the lead actress in this show, and we just hit it off right away. And I thought, well, we have a drive-in movie screen, and I hope people will come to the drive-in movie for the rest of the season as well. But, you know, for an opportunity to do something live in a venue that we're using in another capacity right now. And then our sensibilities really meshed as well. I mean, Igor is just brilliant the way he thinks about theater, the way he thinks about just how to interact with the audience and have actors work with each other. And not only that, he's also enormously tech savvy, as people will be able to understand from watching this show. I saw it online about 6 weeks ago, and I was really taken with it, and I think people will be. So it's kind of a coming together, a melding of the minds, if you will. I think that the only way out of this thing on the other side of it is going to be through collaboration, and I'm really very gratified and happy and honored to be working with Igor on this, and hopefully for future projects as well.
So Igor, how did you come to this initially?
Well, we were, as everyone, stuck in a pandemic, and my partner and I, we designed this production specifically for a live Zoom performance, which is quite difficult to. A lot of audience don't believe that everything that's being made is live, but everything is live. There's a lot of there's animation. There's a lot of special effects that happen during the live feed, and it all happens.
All right, and we lost Igor.
Igor, but I can pick it up from where he left off.
Okay, great.
We've known each other long enough now.
All right.
What Igor has done is he is pushing the Zoom envelope, if you will. Essentially, you have a Zoom audience, and without giving too much away, the woman Natasha has been accused of a crime, and the Zoom audience then becomes the jury. And I will leave it at that. It makes it very interactive. There's no fourth wall, much as in Shakespeare. there's a lot of overlap with what we do. And so having an interactive live performance in this way, where so much is at stake, this woman's life is on the line, and you really feel it, and it's really exciting. And in the person of Daria, the actress, it really is exciting and energized, and she just brings a great quality to the screen and to the stage. And and we're really excited to be working with these guys. You know, we had to button up for the season, as you know, but we're looking towards doing other programming going forward. Actors Equity has been, you know, vigilant about actor safety, and we want to stay well within the safety guidelines that the governor has laid out. We're very conscious of being safe, and that's really important to us. So, but
friends, I'm back. I'm sorry, something got disconnected.
Igor is back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
no, I think what's really different.
I was telling him about
really
it was kind of a Zoom 2.0, Igor, so I'll let you take it back from here. Yeah.
No, what's really different is the audience have a say in what happens. It's almost like a video game. There's polls. Really, you get to decide on what happens in the show. The audience does. And just after the New York Times critics pick that we were honored to receive, it's been quite a journey with this show. And we're very lucky to bring it to Lenox, to a drive-in movie theater. It's a first of its kind, an experiment. We have, hopefully, you know, with this experiment going extremely well, we will be bringing it to other film festivals around the country and internationally. But the difference is that everything that's happening in Zoom is live.
Yes. And as you said, sometimes that's hard to believe, but you want it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely want it that way. We definitely want the wow factor, but also for audience to be really involved, like as if they're playing a video game, but it's a video game with the life of a person. And that's the horrifying thing. That's kind of what we feel like right now. Everything is on Zoom. Everything is in the boxes. It's almost like a video game. It's almost like a second reality. But then the second reality influences our reality, where a life of a person is being decided. You know, there was a month ago, there was a New York Times article about, I think in Singapore, there was a death sentence issued to someone over Zoom. So it was exactly the same as in our production. So can you imagine a death sentence over Zoom?
No, it is. Yeah. Where are the actual actors performing from, or is that none of my business?
Sure, it's none of your business, but I can definitely say. So this is actually a part of the reveal at the end when we actually have a great talk back, which we'll also have with Shakespeare and Company and their audience. So the reveal at the end is people actually see that it's actually our living room. But
okay.
They would never be able to tell that that's where it happens. So
you really
big,
wouldn't.
Like, no, that can't be the living room. Yes, it is.
So how much work is it for all of you, Alan, and getting this together and ready for everything?
Well, it's
Alan has just been smoking
we already
cigars.
Have yeah. I get to sit in the back with a cold beer. I have the drive-in movie theater all up and running, and that's been a collaboration with Berkshire International Film Festival and Kelly Vickery, who chose the programming. A lot of very compelling independent films, documentaries. Sunday night is kid-friendly films, although we showed Tesla this last Sunday, and that was that was powerful. And then Sam Sorrentino is the projectionist. And, you know, he pulls up with his box truck and throws his projector up on the roof of the box truck. And we put about 35 cars in the parking lot. And I stretched a screen over one of our old buildings. And you know, it makes it kind of reminiscent of being at the Mount for live theater almost, where you get to, you get to look out your open window up at the open stars and take in some very compelling material. But this is a little different. We're just adding a Wednesday night. Normally, the Berkshire Drive-In, as we're calling it, is going to go through September 13th. And we added Wednesday night. It shows tomorrow night at 8:15. You can go to Shakespeare.org, and they will direct you to the Arlequin Players website to purchase tickets. And you can either purchase a drive-in movie theater ticket, or you can purchase an online ticket at the same time. And the beauty of this as well is that people will be watching this at the drive-in while people are watching it in Europe. So people who stay up late enough to watch it in Europe.
Yeah.
So,
it's the way
things are going, Joe. We've got to stay ahead of this. We've got to think safety first. We want to do live theater, and we want to do it in inventive new ways. I think people are going to start reexamining what theater is. And what Igor has done with this is already, setting a bar for this new medium, and we're happy to hitch our wagon to it. So,
well, it's all very, very cool, and it's happening tomorrow night, 8:15, and it is the production of State versus Natasha Benina. It is a live, online, interactive art experiment, and it's being projected on the big screen at the Berkshire Drive-In at Shakespeare & Company's campus in Lenox, Massachusetts, although it can also be watched from the safety of your home on Zoom. You can find out more by going to Shakespeare.org, Shakespeare.org. Alan Burrows and Igor Golyak, I thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck to both of you. I appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you very much, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.